iron line for many years, and I want to try to kind of talk about them this morning, amen? And so we're going to be in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1, and I want to start reading there. The Bible said, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. Amen. He said, O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, Jeremiah said, I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. He said, Now in verse number 5 we use for our text verse, Jeremiah said, I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God. I want to leave off reading right there. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, in Jesus' precious name, Lord, we thank You, God, for this day. Thank You, Lord, for all the good weather You've given us, God. Lord, to prepare the campground. Lord, to get the things done that were needful to get done, God. And Lord, we thank You, Lord, that we can come to the old-fashioned tabernacle this morning. And Lord, meet and worship and praise with the people of God. And Lord, we pray, God, this morning that Jesus, Lord, would be lifted up, God. He'd receive all the honor and all the glory. God, help us not to take anything, Lord, this morning, Lord, that's His. And God, we just want to worship You this morning, Lord. And oh, God, just be found faithful. Lord, be found fruitful and be found fearful this morning. God, have Your way now with me and this message. God, have Your way with every heart in this building, God. And I pray that You just enlighten us, Lord, encourage us through the message, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm not going to be long at all this morning, but I do want to say just a few things. Jeremiah said, he's talking about all those, and I don't know if they're false prophets. I don't know if they're young prophets that didn't heed the call. I don't know who he's talking about there in verses 3 and 4. But he said that they did not know the way of the Lord. Amen, Brother Gary. But then he said in verse number 5, he said he's going to get him up to the great men. Amen. He said because they have known the way of the Lord. He said in the judgment of their God. Amen. Now I tell you, dear friend, Jeremiah's having a tough time here in this chapter. And he's gone to seek advice, to seek counsel from those that have been running the race a lot more than he had. Amen. He's going to those ones that had been on the firing line for years and years longer than he had been. Amen. Those that have been in the battle, dear friend. And that's what he said. I'm going to get me down unto the great men and speak unto them. And so I want to talk to you about those great men this morning. Amen. The great men of God. And like I said, we've got several with us this morning. Been on the firing line for many years. And so by way of introduction, I want to first of all talk about some things that these men had that the other men did not. Amen. Some things that the great men of God had in the book of Jeremiah. Some things that you great men that are here this morning have got that the other men don't have. Amen. Now there is some things, dear friend, that a man's been preaching for 20, 25, 30, 35 years. They've got some things that the rest of us just don't have. Amen. I tell you, they've got some things. First of all, let me say by way of introduction that they have got the favor of the Lord. Amen. They've got great favor from the Lord above, dear friend. I mean, grace has fallen down upon these great men of God, dear friend. And so the Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 8, we see one of these great men here by the name name of Noah. And the Bible said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. He said, these are the generations of Noah. He said, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Amen. And I said, Noah, dear friend, just like some of these great men that are here with us this morning have walked with the Lord and they know the way of the Lord and they've got favor from the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, great favor of the Lord, dear friend. I believe God does that to a man of God. You just talk to any of these men right now, Brother Duncan, Brother McGowan, Brother Schaffner, dear friend, you talk to these men, and they'll tell you, dear friend, that God's been gracious unto them, amen. He's shown them great favor down through the years, amen. Oh, they've had to pay a great price, no doubt about that, amen. That a price that some would never know, amen, until you walked in the footsteps of these great men. But I tell you, dear friend, thank God for the favor of the Lord. Amen. I tell you, that's what everybody ought to have, ought to want, dear friend. All the young preachers, even the laymen, all the men and the women and the children in the church ought to beg and cry out for the favor of God. Brother Freddie, amen. I want the favor of God upon me. I want the grace of God and the mercy of God just like these great men have got it, dear friend. I'll tell you, it'll come in time, amen. The grace and the favor that I'm talking about this morning, it'll come in time, dear friend. I believe God adds favor and more favor and more favor as the years go by and the man of God stands faithful behind the pulpit as he keeps on preaching the old King James Bible, as he keeps on witnessing, as he keeps on going to the hospitals, going to the nursing homes, go ahead and counsel with this one and counsels with that one, day in, a day out, year in, a year out. I believe God just pours out a little more favor. Amen. I believe He pours out that more favor. Amen. Well, they got favor of the Lord. Secondly, let me say this, that they got the flavor of the Lord. Amen? Not only do they have the favor of God, but I do believe that they got the flavor of God. Amen. I'm talking about the seasoning that God puts down upon His man. Amen. The seasoning that comes through much prayer. The seasoning that comes through much study, dear friend. I'm talking about that seasoning that only God can give. Amen. That seasoning in the green beans with the bacon and the bacon grease and the ham hock and all that. You put that seasoning on there, dear friend. It gives it more flavor. Amen. I tell you about the great men of God. I believe Jeremiah wanted to go up to see these great men because they had great flavor upon them. Amen. Great flavor from the Lord. Amen. I want to say it's the only place that we'll get any flavor from. Now you've been around people when you're out of sorts. When people have been out of sorts, maybe indifferent with the Lord. You've been around them when they're all got the mully grubs. And they're mad at the preacher. They're mad at brother so-and-so. You know, dear friend, you go around that one and they have no flavor about them. Amen. The seasoning's gone. Amen. But I tell you, you get around old man of God, old saint of God, that's been in the battle for long years. I've been on the battlefield, on the firing line. Boy, you can taste that seasoning when you sit down and talk to them about the Lord, and they'll start talking about a scripture, and man, they'll bring out some things that you hadn't seen before, that you hadn't heard before, and I tell you, that's a seasoning of the Lord, dear friend. That's God pouring down that old flavor, amen. Flavor from the Lord. Well, I tell you, they've been seasoned with knowledge and experience and wisdom, amen. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. I believe there's a man here that was seasoned of the Lord. Amen. Seasoned of God. He said there in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Oh, I believe Solomon, dear friend, that
He had so much flavor of the Lord. I believe you just walk by Him, dear friend, and taste the flavor, taste the goodness of God. I tell you, dear friend, you can almost taste heaven when you're around the great man of God, dear friend. You can taste it, dear friend, when they talk to you about the Lord, when they pray with you. You can taste the seasoning, taste the good taste of God upon them. Amen. Yes, sir. I tell you, Solomon, he had that flavor of the Lord. Amen. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East Country and all the wisdom of Egypt, dear friend. I tell you, because Solomon had spent some time with the Lord. Amen. He was a chosen of the Lord. Solomon, dear friend, you will look in the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Proverbs, and he talks about all the vanities and all the things of life, how it's just vanity. Vanity, saith the preacher, it's vanity, dear friend. I tell you, when you can come to the place, as Solomon did, and say this is nothing but vanity, dear friend, the big homes and the nice cars and everything that we have, dear friend, you come to the place and just understand, like Solomon did, it's all vanity, amen? Solomon had everything, dear friend. He had more than any man alive. And I tell you, he considered all that vanity, all the riches. God greatly blessed him with all everything. And I tell you, he recognized it for what it was, amen? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, amen? I tell you, that man had seasoning upon him, amen? Had some flavor upon him. Well, not only do these great men have favor and have flavor, but I spoke of it earlier, but they've been through the fire of the Lord. Amen? They've been through the fire of the Lord. No, I tell you, any great man of God is still standing faithful, still standing fearful, has been through some fires on the battlefield. Amen? Some fires in the church house. I tell you, Brother Duncan, it takes most of his time just stomping out the little fires. Amen. I mean, it'll be a fire creep up over here. You think everything's going good. There'll be somebody get mad at somebody and another fire breaks out. He's got to go stomp it out. Amen. But I tell you, he's been through the fires, dear friend. And the great men of God have been through the fires of the Lord. Amen. Been through the fires. Well, in Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8, the Bible said this, "And it shall come to pass that in the land, and all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third part shall be left therein." He said, "I'll bring the third part through the fire, dear friend, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people." Amen. Now I tell you, dear friend, if you're going to have any flavor about you, any favor from God, you're going to have to go through the fires of God. Amen. Going to have to go through the fires, dear friend. I don't like them any more than you do. Amen. You've been saved any length of time, 4, 5, 6, 10 years, whatever it is. You've been through some fires from the Lord. Amen. And they're not to hurt us, amen. They're not to break us down. But I tell you, what he's trying to do is melt off all that dross, amen. Get rid of all those impurities in our life that we might shine brighter for the Lord. That we might go to the workplace and shine brighter at the workplace. Might go to the family and shine brighter for the family. Might go to the neighbor, dear friend, and shine brighter for the neighbor, amen. I tell you, we got to go through the fires to get all the impurities out of us, dear friend. All to have the flavor and the favor, amen? Well, I believe these great men that Jeremiah went to, dear friend, did just that. They had favor, they had flavor, and they've been through the fires of the Lord, amen? And so, I believe that there's some other reasons that Jeremiah wanted to go to these great men. First of all, let me say, the great men don't sell out, amen? I said, the great men of God do not sell out, Brother Gary. Amen. I tell you, dear friend, you've known some. There's been some come to this camp meeting years gone by. And man, you thought they were going to do great things for God. And no doubt they could have done some great things for God. I mean, just preaching like a man fighting fire. Got the presence of God all upon them. And all of a sudden, dear friend, you hear that they're no longer in the ministry. Amen. But I tell you, dear friend, those are the ones who sold out, amen? But I tell you, a great man of God, those great men that are sitting among us right here, dear friend, they haven't sold out, amen? Brother Jim, those great men won't sell out. Hey, let me show you what I'm talking about. I want to show you a man that did not sell out in the Bible. Amen. Now, go back to the 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1, a man named Naboth. You know the story, how King Ahab came. And boy, he wanted to offer Naboth some money for the vineyard because it was the vineyard evidently was close to Ahab's house. He said, Naboth, let me buy that vineyard from you. He said, matter of fact, he said, if you give me that vineyard, and I'll give you another vineyard that's better than that one. Amen. But Naboth said, no, no, no. He said, I can't do that. He said, the Lord forbid me from doing that. He said, I can't sell my family's inheritance. Amen. I'll tell you, let's read here in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee a better vineyard than it. For if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. I want to say, dear friend, I believe the reason Jeremiah went unto the great men of God because they did not sell out. They still preaching the old King James Bible. Amen. There's some out there that have sold out, no longer preaching this old book. But I tell you, dear friend, the great men will not sell out. Amen. They'll not sell out, dear friend. Oh, I tell you, there's a great illustration there about Naboth. But I want you to know what happened to Naboth. I'm not going to read it to you. You can go on down and read what happened. But the fact is, Ahab came back home, had a sad countenance upon his face. Jezebel said, what's wrong with you? Why are you so sad? And got the mully grubs. And Ahab just cried like a little baby. He said, oh, Naboth won't sell me the vineyard. And he said, I tried to get the vineyard. He won't give it up. He won't sell out. And Jezebel said, don't worry about it, king. He said, I'll have the vineyard for you. Amen. I want you to know, dear friend, something about Naboth. He gave his life. Amen. Because he would not sell out. I'm going to tell you, dear friend, you and I may not have to give our life. We may have to sacrifice a whole lot. But I tell you, it's worth the sacrifice if we don't sell out. Amen. It's worth the sacrifice just to keep the independent Baptist church side on the road. It's worth it to keep the old King James Bible. I tell you, it's worth it not to sell out. Amen. I tell you, if you don't sell out, it's going to cost you something, though. Amen. You ask any of these great men here with us today, they'll tell you there's been a cost. Amen. There's been a price to pay for not selling out. Well, old Naboth, thank God he didn't sell out. Amen. And so not only do the great men don't sell out, the great men do not surrender. Amen. The great men do not surrender, dear friend. When hard times come, when difficulties come, when the trials and tribulations come, the great men of God will rise to the occasion. Will not surrender. Just dig in both heels and say whatever comes, comes. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what the aged men do, the great men. Oh, they're not going to sell out. They're not going to surrender. Amen. Hey, look with me in the book of Joshua chapter 10, verse 24. Book of Joshua chapter 10, verse 24. I'm telling you, the great man will not surrender. The Bible said, and it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua. Now, Joshua, let me back up here. Joshua had been in a great battle, amen? Israel had been in a great battle. And I tell you, they fought long and hard. No doubt, you've seen them in a boxing match on TV. At the end of those, at the end of that match, man, they just got no strength left. They just want to get out there and just rest a little bit. And these men been fighting on the battlefield for days, dear friend. And so they're worn out. They're tired in the flesh. But look what happened now. They caught these seven kings here, or five kings. He said, and Joshua called for the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war, which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, he said. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. Amen. I tell you, they put a little rock in front of the cave and said, you keep these kings till later. We'll be back after the battle's over, after the war's over. They came back, got the kings out. Now these are great warriors of the Lord, dear friend. Been in battle fatigued. Amen. He said, be not dismayed, nor he said, fear not, be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies whom ye come to fight. Amen. Okay, now look where in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Amen. I want you to know that Joshua was trying to tell his men just to gird up their loins, put back the armor that God has given them, and keep on fighting. Amen. There's no place to turn back. There's no place to surrender. It's just marching on for the glory of God. Amen. There's no place for surrender. You look at these old men, these aged men, these great men. They've been preaching for years and years. They have not surrendered. They have not sold out. Amen. Now I want you to see the third thing, and I'm done. I believe that Jeremiah had a desire to go see these great men because he knew these great men could not be silenced. Amen. These great men, dear friend, that are here with us this morning, they're not going to keep silent for the Lord. Amen. You've heard story after story here at Good Shepherd, how Brother Duncan gets in an elevator at the hospital, and be a five or six people in there, and the old flesh says, no, don't say anything to them. But the Lord says, give them a gospel tract. Amen. Tell them about me. Amen. Tell them about Jesus. And I tell you what he does, dear friend, he goes ahead and obeys the Lord. Amen. The Bible said it's better to obey the Lord than to obey men. Amen. And so I tell you, dear friend, there's no surrender. Amen. No surrender. No backing up. But I tell you, they cannot be silent. Amen. Cannot be silent. I love getting in the dining hall here later on this week. I try to get in there and sit and keep my mouth shut while the men been on the battlefield. Those great men talk about the Lord, Brother Freddie, and they start discussing Scripture and discussing this and discussing that. And I get to try to get a little bit of that in my little pea mind I've got. But I tell you, dear friend, they will not be silent. Amen. The great men will not be silent. Oh, I'll tell you how many times you gone had a pocket full of gospel tracts, or maybe in your coat pocket or whatever, and said, boy, I'm going to give somebody a track. And all of a sudden you come up. That happened to me over here at the truck stop one day. A big old fella had tattoos from head to toe. Weighed about 400 pounds, one of those biker fellas. And man, I was getting gas, and I was looking at him over there. I was getting gas, and I said, oh boy. I said, I don't know if I should give him a track or not. You know, I think I'm going to bite my head off. And so I kept pumping that gas, and I'd glance over at him. He's looking at me. He's sitting down there outside the truck stop. And so finally I walked toward him, and the Lord was nudging me. He said, go ahead and give him a track. He said, he'll not do any harm to you. I said, okay, Lord. I went ahead and gave him a track. Man, he turned out to be the one of the nicest fellows you ever want to meet. Amen. He looked like he could break you in half. But I tell you, dear friend, you cannot be silent with the God of heaven upon you. Amen. No, sir. And that's what Jeremiah knew about these men. Well, I want to show you something about Jeremiah here. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible said, then the word of the Lord came unto me. Now this is the very same fellow that went to these great men. He said, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, he said, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. He said, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. He said, then said I, oh Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And that's sometimes we act like that, dear friend. We want to just go back and just huddle up and say, Lord, I can't do it. I can't tell them what you want me to say. But I tell you, God, dear friend, will give you the strength. He'll give you the know-how. He'll give you the desire to tell them about the Lord. Amen. He said, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child. I tell you, if there's one thing that a lot of people are lacking is confidence. Amen. Confidence that God can give you. I'm not talking about this old fleshly confidence. I mean, God gives you that spiritual confidence. Say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, he said, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. He said, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Amen. Oh, I tell you, dear friends, see, I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms. What he say he's going to do with Jeremiah? He's going to root out. He's going to pull down. He's going to destroy. He's going to throw down. He's going to build. He's going to plant. And I tell you, that's the reason, dear friend, that Jeremiah went to those great men, because they have torn down. They've broken down the hedges. They've torn down the idols. They've built up the churches. They've planted the churches. They've strengthened the brethren, amen. Built up the brethren. That's why Jeremiah, dear friend, went unto the great men. Because they would not surrender. Amen. Would not surrender. They would not be silent. And they would not sell out like that great man called Naboth. Amen. I want to tell you, dear friend, I thank God that these great men are with us. And I know you do too. Amen. I tell you, this week we ought to huddle around them. Man, just get as close as we can to these great men to learn the way of the Lord. For those great men know the way of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.